Continue on the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. We've been looking at what exactly is forbidden in that command. Of course, the obvious is the physical act of adultery or fornication. We've been looking at the last several weeks, there also condemns, prohibits anything that would lead to the physical act or contribute in any way. And we've been looking at several things. Today we want to look at one other thing concerning this, and that is it forbids all immodest dress. It is stated in 1 Timothy 2 in verse 9 that women also adorn themselves in modest apparel. The word modest simply means well-ordered in a moral sense. It, of course, is that which is not forward. It would be that which is free from any suggestive or sexual impurity. It conveys the idea of, which we'll get to at a later date, but it conveys the idea of reverence, that which is circumspect or very cautious, and we ought to dress in a cautious way, especially those who know anything about human nature. It is synonymous with chastity, it's synonymous with purity. It would include chastity and purity of manners. Again, any form of dress, whether it be on a man or a woman, that is contributory, suggests, promotes, or arouses sexual feelings or desires outside of the bounds of marriage, again, that's the bounds that God has set, is prohibited by this commandment and is not modest apparel. Anything that's suggestive in any way fails to be modest apparel. Now, if you just say modest apparel, that leaves everyone to define in their own minds what is modest. And many, of course, what they would define as modest is anything but. So we have to let the Bible define what constitutes modesty. And I believe the Bible does define. I believe common sense defines what is modest. First of all, let's begin by saying the Bible condemns nakedness. And we want to spend some time on what constitutes nakedness. But the Bible condemns nakedness. And in an amoral society, nakedness and sexual expression become more and more and more prevalent. And here we are today, basically in an undressed society, bombarded on all sides with sexual expression everywhere you go. I mean, you can't drive your car down the street. It's on billboard. It's everywhere. So we're bombarded with sexual expression and exploitation. That, of course, also includes dress. And we, of course, live in a society that has an epidemic of adultery and fornication. There was a time when there was no clothes. Genesis 2, verse 25. And they were both, that's Adam and Eve, naked. They were naked. The man and his wife, that's a very important statement. The man and his wife. And then it says, they were not ashamed. Now, people have taken that verse and come to some ridiculous conclusions. They will say the human body is a beautiful thing, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with showing it, with nakedness. And they will, if they know anything, if they're familiar with the Bible, they will refer to Genesis 2, verse 25. But there are several things wrong with the reasoning. Number one, this was man and wife. That's the first thing. They were man and wife. And they were not ashamed, and people will say there's no shame in nakedness. Oh, yes, there is, which we're about to see. Why wasn't there any shame? Is the question we need to ask, and then we need to ask, have things changed that would cause nakedness to be a shameful thing? Though Adam and Eve were naked, it says again, they were not ashamed. That is, there was no disgrace in their nakedness. Why? Well, they had not yet sinned. They had not yet sinned. Under these circumstances, that is, having sinned, clothing was not necessary. But everything changed when they sinned against God. The way one looks at nakedness changed when they sinned against God. They now possessed a sinful nature, and their nakedness was transformed immediately into disgrace or shame. Notice Genesis chapter 3. We'll read verses 7 through 11. We're all very familiar with these verses. We see in verse 6 that they have sinned. Result of this, the eyes of them both were opened. Now, does that mean that before this, they walked around with their eyes physically shut? Of course not. That's not what it means. Their eyes were open. That is, they began to see, as a result of their sin, things look different. Things look different. Perception was different. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew, implying that they didn't know beforehand, they knew that they were naked. There was shame. Because they're now looking at this nakedness through a different set of eyes, sinful eyes, that changes everything. They knew that they were naked. They were ashamed. They made an attempt to cover their nakedness. And they sold fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. About this time, they heard the voice of the Lord God. They've heard that voice many times before, but everything's different now because of sin. Walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. They never did that before. But everything's changed. Attitudes have changed. Attitudes have changed toward nakedness because of their sin, and attitudes have changed toward God because of their sin. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. May I say that they failed to cover themselves, and they also failed to hide themselves. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" He knew where he was. God is asking this question to bring conviction. And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid." Why was he afraid? Because I was naked. Because I was naked. Before sin, he was naked. Before sin, he was not ashamed of his nakedness. Before sin, he didn't try to hide. But now sin has entered the picture. And he feels ashamed. Keep in mind, when Adam says, "I was afraid because I was naked," and we'll get to this more, he wasn't stark naked. They had already sewed those fig leaves together. But it didn't cover. So that's nakedness. And once again, we'll get to that later. Because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked?" Who did tell him? Their own conscience told him. Because of sin. And then God, of course, brought forth this conclusion, "Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat?" So, before sin, there was a time when there was no clothes, and no clothes were needed. And because they did not have sin in them, nakedness was not a shameful thing. It was a thing of innocence. But when sin entered the picture, everything's changed. With that in mind, keep in mind that we have inherited the sinful nature of Adam. Romans 5, verse 12, Romans 5, verse 19. By one man's sin entered into the world. So we all have Adam's nature. We're born with that nature. And because of this sinful nature inherited through Adam, nakedness is now disgraceful. Nakedness is now a shameful thing. This is, and again, so people who say, "Well, Adam and Eve didn't have clothes. Before sin, that was true," and again, but things have changed. Man's sinful nature brings disgrace and shame to nakedness. This is seen in several places. It is seen in the behavior of Ham and his brothers toward their father. It's amazing how much the Bible has to say about nakedness. In Genesis chapter 9, verses 22 and 23, "And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father." He saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. "And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward. They walked into the room backwards. Why? Because they did not want to see their father's nakedness and covered the nakedness of their father. And as they did this, their faces were backward. Again, they went in backward, they remained that way, and covered. And may I say, it's still nakedness unless it's covered. And covered the nakedness of their father. And after they covered it and went backward, they saw not their father's nakedness. So when they saw their father's nakedness, there was shame. You see, people have a warped idea or a wrong idea. Nakedness is not just shameful to opposite sex. It's a shameful thing because of the sinful nature of man. Well, there's nothing wrong with men seeing the nakedness of men or women seeing the nakedness of women. Show me that in the Bible. I can show you just the opposite. Here's one example. It's a shameful thing. Nakedness is disgraceful. This is seen from the fact that the Lord would not allow the people to climb the steps of the altar lest their nakedness be revealed. Once again, that's an example of them not being stark naked. It's an example of clothing, but nakedness could be seen. Notice in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. Exodus 20, verse 26. He gives instruction to make an altar in verse 25, and then in verse 26, neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar. Why? That thy nakedness be not discovered thereon, or that is, on the steps, as they were walking up at a robe, lest their nakedness be discovered. One of the purposes of clothing is that nakedness be not discovered. If nakedness be discovered, that's a shameful thing. That's a shameful thing. It is also, it's disgraceful, it's seen from the fact that while Moses, remember he was up in the mount, communing with God, and while he was up there, the people fell into idolatry, but that's not all. They fell into evil activity, which included various forms of undress. And it was a shameful thing. Notice in Exodus chapter 32, Exodus 32, verse 25. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Nakedness is disgraceful. This is seen from the fact that in biblical times, prisoners were sometimes marched away naked. Why? To bring them to public shame, so that their shame would be magnified. Notice Isaiah chapter 20. Isaiah chapter 20, verse 4. So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners. And notice how they'd be led away. And the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked. and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered. And what was the purpose of this? To the shame. To the shame of Egypt. It just piled on disgrace. Not only are you a prisoner, but to add to the disgrace, they were stripped. They were naked. Nakedness is disgraceful. It's seen from the fact that God associates it with shame. Notice Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47, verse 3. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. Thy shame shall be seen. So ever since sin entered, nakedness is a shameful, disgraceful thing. We read in Revelation 3, verse 17, and we realize this is spiritually speaking, but again, the principle is there. The shame of thy nakedness. The shame of thy nakedness. And we've run out of time, but again, this is establishing a foundation for modesty, or against immodesty. We have to realize the shame of nakedness. People who say, and many do, there's no shame in me walking around half clothed. There's no shame in that. Oh, yes, there is. Ever since sin entered, it is a great shame. It is a disgrace, nakedness. And we'll see how this, of course, all leads to the subject of the command, which is adultery. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and grace that you bestow upon us each and every day, the blessings that you bestow upon us. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of being in your house this morning. And thank you, Lord, for the blessing of putting a desire in our hearts to be here. And we just pray that you would help us, Lord, to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name. Help each one of us, Lord, to get out of the way and just pray, Lord, that you would bless this day. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.